And if you bought something, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
wrapped it up.
When I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it.
Selling it at a loss, you'd be selling it cheap. Let's see, you might call it a distress sale if you had to sell it because you had to have the money. I guess at a loss, I don't think of anything else.
If you like something but can't afford it, you'd say, I like it, but it
costs too much. It's just too expensive.
And on the first
more than I can afford.
On the first of the month, the bill is
bill comes due, the bills come in.
Okay, and if you belong to a club, you have to pay
your dues.
And if you don't have any money, you can go to the bank and try to
borrow some.
And you say, back in the 30s, money was
hard to come by, scarce.
Okay. Some places, if you buy something or pay your bills, the storekeepers will give you a little extra, and they call that.
You mean give you a little present besides? Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard that called lanyap, but I probably wouldn't use it. If I said lanyap, it would be something that I gave to somebody extra. I don't think of it in a context of buying so much as I do of giving.
Mm-hmm. Give me an example of what would be lanyap. Would you give it to someone who worked for you? Or?
No, I don't think I would say it in that context. I would say, well, we have 8 pieces of cake and 7 people, so I give the 8th one to somebody and say, that's lanyap,
mm-hmm.
to that person. It would be that kind of a thing. Something that was unexpected,
mm-hmm.
and extra, that he wasn't expecting to get for some reason or not. I guess you could apply it to transactions, financial things, but I've never heard it used that way because people over here don't do that. They might say that's extra or just
mm-hmm.
have a little something extra. Mostly I hear it. I think I get that from Louisiana too. I think
mm-hmm.
that's something that sort of crept in here and is not in common usage.
You say, all night long the wind
blew, howled.
Okay, and the wind has what those clothes
blown,
are?
Blown.
And the wind started
to blow.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say,
it's picking up, it's freshening up, I've heard. I don't know that I would use that.
What
or it's freshening.
What if it's just the opposite of that? You'd say
it's dying down, it's letting up.
Okay. And if the wind's from this direction, you say it's...
You mean north?
Yeah, the wind is...
The wind's in the north.
Okay.
Or the wind's from the north.
And a wind halfway between north and east would be a...
Up east it would be a nor'easter, down here it wouldn't come because we don't get winds from the northeast. We get them from the northwest and they're called northers. And a norther is a real strong cold front that
uh-huh.
comes through quickly and can drop the temperature 30 or 40 degrees in an hour.
Hmm.
And I mean it can hit. I've been sitting in this office and looked out the window and you see a black cloud front coming towards you. And it pours down rain for 30 minutes and you go outside and it might have been 75 degrees and it's 45 when you go home.
Gosh. What's a blue norther?
Same thing. A blue norther. A norther can come almost any time but midsummer because
mm-hmm.
the wind patterns change and you don't get those strong cold fronts coming down from the north. A blue norther is one where it usually brings freezing weather with it.
What a wind halfway between south and east would be a...
Southeastern.
And south and west?
A south wind, I would say. I wouldn't say a southern wind. I'd say a south wind, a west wind, a southwest wind.
Okay. And you'd say if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say you got up before?
Dawn.
Or before?
Before sunrise.
And you worked until?
Sunset.
And you say this
morning? I would probably say until dark. When I say sunset, I use it generally as a noun talking about look at the sunset,
uh-huh.
or it's a beautiful sunset tonight.